welcome back to another episode of Cayenne and Jade.
Hello. How is everyone today?
Welcome back. I'm good. What about you?
I'm good.
You're good chill. I don't know. I was trying to come up with a cool word, but I just didn't. Anyways, are you feeling pretty today?
I am feeling pretty today. Are you feeling pretty today?
Always.
Since we're both clearly feeling so pretty, have you ever experienced something called pretty privilege?
Oh, I feel like this has been around for like ages and ages, and it changes with the wind.
Yeah, I feel like not a lot of people realized they had pretty privilege until like TikTok started using that name, being like, signs you've got pretty privilege, and then people are like, oh my god, is that why people are so nice to me?
I feel like it happens to everyone at least once in their lives, or it's like, I'm just coming into my pretty era now, so it's like, I'm starting to kind of experience it when I leave my house, because I don't ever leave my house. I've been out with friends, and they've had like guys hit on them, and like gotten free drinks and stuff like that, and I'm just like, you go, and then they just would treat them so lovely, and they just completely ignore me, and I'm like, bro.
Yeah, you're just a part of the wall at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
There's been heaps of like actual research from like actual people with actual degrees and stuff where they talk about pretty privilege and how if you're more attractive, people see you as like more confident in the workplace. You will be seen as more confident, so they might like put the pretty person behind the bar, you know?
Everything's all about the visuals, not about like what you can actually do. I feel like that's with everything though in life. And isn't that like sad? You think about somebody who has like worked their whole entire life for something, but then somebody else got it over them just because they're hot.
And sometimes it makes you think like, oh, have I actually deserved anything that I've done, or was I just pretty? So everyone was like, oh yeah, no, like don't worry about that, love. You can just keep going in life.
You're like, I'll carry that for you, or something like that.
Yeah.
Pretty privilege is such a weird thing because I feel like prettiness and beautifulness, whatever that beauty, is perceived differently to everybody. And like what some people find pretty or beautiful compared to how others differs. And also in different countries and different cultures.
Yeah.
I love learning about that. Like I find it so intriguing that like this country, they find you really beautiful if you're like this, 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 and this. And then that country, they find you really beautiful if you're this, 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 and this.
So pretty privilege, do you think it's good or bad?
See, I feel like that's a really big open-ended question though, if you really think about it, because personally, in some situations, I think it's fine. In other situations, I think it's not fine.
When there's a comparison where, like, somebody else is clearly getting better treatment than you, that's bad. But I think, like, it can be fun, you know? You can still have a good time and...
I definitely think, like, if that person's getting compared, like, saying, Jade's so much prettier than you, Kyan, because she's really like this and she's like this and you're not. So, like, that's when it's not okay.
Yeah.
Because then that's just, like, bullying in a way. But if it's just, like, they're being extra nice to you, it's just, like, oh, they find you attractive.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You can find people attractive.
So that's kind of where I stand on that. Like, what about yourself?
It can be good. And while it lasts, it's great. But you can't, like, make it your whole personality and sort of rely on it in a way. Because I feel like some people just rely on that to get by in life. When it's, like, don't think about that. Because one day... I'm sorry, but it's going to go. Your pretty privilege will disintegrate and you have to be fine with that.
Yeah, I do think like as humans though, like the actual like science of it all though, is that we do care a lot about visuals and very like symmetrical faces and stuff like that. And how there's like the ranking where it's like, this person's the most beautiful person in the world. How like Bella Hadid was called the most beautiful person in the world.
Yeah.
And then this person was, and then that person was. You also got to think about the negative effects that it's having on young women and men and anybody really. Like, because it's all contributing to the beauty standard. It's like pretty privilege. Yeah. But then comparing each other's pretty privilege and being like, that person's pretty, you're not. You're big, you're small, you're this, you're that. Like, that's where it gets too far. And, you know, we can sit here and be like, oh, it needs to stop. Like, we don't contribute anything to it, rah, rah, rah. But we all do. Everybody does. Because your brain is wired to literally point out imperfections. That is how humans have evolved to survive. I remember looking at this scientific study and they showed people faces and they, like, put little like errors on the face that like didn't make it obvious, and they did an eye tracker, and everybody's eyes took less than 5 seconds to get there. They'd go straight to the like actual human eyes and then right to where the imperfection is. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. There's such a pressure to look perfect all the time.
And that's like what everybody talks about. There's Black Mirror that does that. There's so much comparison in the world, and social media and all that kind of stuff doesn't do any good. And then, you know, people then develop bad relationships with food and their body and stuff like that, which obviously we don't want.
No.
And also something that comes with pretty privilege and also not having it, having it or not, people, a lot of the older generation I find, feel like they have the right to comment on your body.
Yeah, what's up with that?
They're like, oh, you've gained some weight. And it's like,
Shits me to tears.
Yeah, or they're like, oh, you're really skinny. And it's like, what happens if I'm really unhealthy and you're just like encouraging that? I'm being like, oh, right? My God, you're so good. But it's like, I'm dying on the inside.
That's literally what I try to explain to people, because like someone will comment on my weight and then I'll be upset about it. And then one of my friends or something will be like, oh, like it was a compliment. They meant it as a compliment. And I'm like, well, it wasn't me who like made myself this weight. I did a lot of unhealthy things to get to this weight. Mm. So when people point it out, it's just like, fuck, you can see like my bad habits and stuff. It's just like, just don't say anything about weight. You never have to comment on someone's weight ever. Like, I don't think I've ever brought up weight in a conversation.
I mean, unless they're been like, oh, unless they've spoken to you and be like, oh, I'm on a diet and I'm trying to lose weight, or yeah, like, oh, I'm trying to do this. If they've specifically told you what they're trying to do with their body and you notice that they are working towards that, then cool, congratulate them, just like you would if they got a promotion or something like that.
Exactly.
But just stand, like, if I saw you and we hadn't seen each other for like 3 years, I'm like, oh my God, you're so skinny, and it's like, you're a crack addict. Like,
yeah,
not saying that you are, you know what I mean? Like, you've imagined you've been like on benders and stuff like that. You're not eating food and you're being super unhealthy and you look like deathly. And I'm like, oh my God, you've lost so much weight. You look so good. And it's like, I'm actually like struggling.
I'm dying, man.
Yeah.
Don't compliment it.
And then that contributes to the beauty standard, which in turn gives pretty privilege. It's all very interconnected. Now that we've had a little bit of a chat about pretty privilege, beauty standards, and how everything is affecting it these days, I think we should have a little bit of a move on to everybody's favorite time of the week, which is...
What's up, pores? It's time for this week's horoscopes.
Horoscopes. Aries, dream about Dua Lipa this week.
Dua Lipa. Capricorn, do a rain dance.
It's gonna rain so hard. Libra, have you got security cameras? Because you should get them.
You should. You should. Gemini, don't forget to stream Kylie Minogue's new song.
Sagittarius, don't live, love, or laugh, just be.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No laughing, no living, no loving.
No.
And Taurus, you should generate an AI poem for just whoever. Because I think it would be funny.
It will be funny. Virgo, change your Tinder bio to say, you almost made me drop my croissant.
Ah! Cancer, just fucking get a new tattoo.
Ink up, brah.
Yeah, brah.
Pisces, bleach your brows. I think it'll look good.
That was a bleaching noise. Leo, damn, baby, you looking fine today. Woo!
Scorpio, wash your bloody bed sheet.
Stanky, stanky. Oh, Aquarius, unfollow your best friend and see how long it takes them to find out. This is going to be so funny.
One time Facebook accidentally unfriended me and my best friend, and we've been friends since we were 8, and we were meant to have like, I don't know, a 15 year friend anniversary the other day, and it said like 3 years, and I was like, the fuck? Because it made us start again. We didn't have fallen out.
You should throw hands.
I will. I'm going to find Mark and just
slap
fuck
his head.
Him up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's been this week's predictions in horoscopes.
Horoscopes.
Yeah, yes. Let's move on to some news about music.
Summer Walker released an EP called Clear 2, Soft Life.
This is going to be like a really bad dad joke, but isn't it a bit cold to be called Summer? I'm basically a comedian.
Yeah.
Anyways, also, Koi Leray, talking about releasing music, she has announced her album Koi, like the fish, is coming out June 23.
Mm, I like Coi Leroy.
Coi Leroy.
You know, Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
She released a new song as well. It's called Say Yes to Heaven.
Yeah, yes. It's like there's been a bit of it that's been linked on TikTok. It's that I've got my eye on you. That song. I've seen it all over TikTok, but yeah.
Oh, cool.
It looked at me blankly like it had no idea.
Yeah, I think Lewis Capaldi's new EP has something about heaven. It's called like Heavenly Scent.
And didn't that come out as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's everyone doing with heaven?
No idea. Maybe we're all going to die. Who knows? Well, another person released an album. Kesha, she's made her return.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a very experimental album though. It's called Gag Order. And it's really cool. Very fucked up. The things that she talks about. But very cool.
That is the best sort of album.
Duh.
Kylie Minogue released new music.
Yes. Padam Padam.
Yes.
What do you think?
I haven't heard it.
It's like party music. Very true. Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Stan. Like, it's busy. It's been busy. So I hope you've been listening to your new music Fridays and your new music because there's a lot. So let's move on to some music. Crocodile Tank.
You're just having a ball with the puns.
I am. I love a good pun. So let's take a chomp. No, I'm kidding. anyways, so a little bit of a rundown for Crocodile Tank. If you don't know, what we do is we pitch songs to one another and then we review them. So
I'm going to pitch the song. It's called Knee Deep. And it's by Zach Brown, a band, and it features Jim something. So this song is country, and I know you hate country, so that's exactly why I gave it to you, because I was feeling chaotic. And he made this one straight after a breakup, and it was like all the things he can do now that he's like single. So he's like sitting at the beach and stuff like that. Yeah, that's pretty much all the facts that are on it.
Well, you convinced me, I guess.
Woohoo, winning.
First of all, this sounds like pilgrim music. That was my first thing. I was like, okay, village. It's giving Minecraft villager. Like, I literally wrote, okay, what in the pilgrim music is this? I feel like I need to be doing the Irish jig while listening to this.
It would go well.
Like running around the bar with like a big bottle and yeah, you get the vibe. And I also said, no, it's cunt tree. I'm killing myself. I don't know. Why the fuck did you give me this song? I also wrote knee deep in hell. Please, Lord, take me now. Please, please, please give me that sweet release. Please. I said, if this was put in my ears while Vecna was after me, I'd be dead. Dead as hell. No shoes. And that was also the longest 3 minutes and 23 seconds of my life.
Well, would you listen again?
Well, I've still got more. You just did this to torture me. I don't get the appeal for this kind of music. Like, it's giving Let's Go Fuck Our Cousins. And the best part of the song was the ending, because one, they weren't singing, and two, it was ending. No, I would not listen again.
Wow, Jesus. Tell me how you really feel. Oh my God.
I hate country music more than anything. I have to listen to Morgan Wallen against my fucking will. That is my final straw. Anyways, yeah. So my song for you, I don't care if you don't like it because you put me through that. My song for you is from Aespa. You like two of their songs already, and I literally heard you singing their most popular song, and I played another one to you and you liked it. So yeah, they're really good singers. They're from the biggest company in South Korea. They're a K-pop group, and they actually broke Blackpink's record for the largest pre-ordered album with their album Girls. And then they've just had a comeback and beaten their own record. So yeah, doing very well. Yeah. So the song's called Salty Sweet.
I feel like that's how you feel right now towards me. Very salty.
And sweet.
Well, you've convinced me. I had a listen. It's very mystical. It's very, like, I feel like we've gotten a lot of songs that are very mystical to start out with. Like, sort of a dark boat in a river. That's where my brain goes. The verse really wasn't what I was expecting. It was, like, so punchy in a way and so, like, intense. And it sort of feels like you got sick of showing me like the English versions of K-pop songs and you were just like, get fucked, and just I have this one, get that up, yeah. I liked it though, it was all right. The chorus and the melody was very nice. It was like a nice little tune. And the best part of the whole song is how many voices they grouped together and like harmonized together. That's the best part. It's a very theatrical song, which I like, and there's so much happening. It could be in, like, a fast car movie, I think. Tokyo Drift, you know? Meow. Fast and Furious. Too fast. Too furious. Anyway.
Just have to get that out.
The bridge was fun, but then I was like, wait, is this the outro? But it wasn't. It was just a bridge. And it sort of breaks the mood down. And then it was straight back into upbeat, and I just wrote the best parts, all the voices. Because I'm like, is that the same one person? Or did they get, like, a whole choir
There's
in
there? There's
four. Oh, man. Ariana times four.
For girls.
Girls, I wouldn't listen again.
I didn't expect you to. But also, I kind of half did. Because you liked their other songs.
Yeah. I do like their other songs.
Yeah, this is my favourite song of theirs at the moment. It literally came out last week.
Oh.
Vernoth. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Kyan and Jade.
Goodbye. Have a nice week.
Yes, and we shall see you next week. Don't forget to follow us on our social media, which is Kyan Jade Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and Kyan and Jade Podcast on TikTok and Twitter.
Twitter.
Goodbye.
Bye.